I think we, in general, people have more common things than
different. Different. That's been my experience. Chilean culture, I guess you're more family oriented than we are in, you want to say, the West or in Anglo countries. I speak to my family no more than 3 times a month. I mean, we might write a couple of emails during the week, but I don't really have constant contact with them. They don't know every detail of my life. Whereas my impression is that Chileans tend to share a lot with their family about what's going on in their lives, and it's not... I don't know. I think it is a good thing in the sense that the family is such a strong source of support. But that's one thing I've noticed is very different.
Yes. But it's a South American thing, probably.
Mm. Yeah, I noticed in Argentina as well.
Yes.
Mm. What else about the Chilean culture? Mm. Any aspects in particular?
Like no, I just... I don't know, your experience...
And this is a common question that you ask of a foreigner, right? One thing that I often say is that I've been told that Chilean society is... Chilean people are generally distrustful of others and strangers. But, and maybe it's because I'm a foreigner from a non-threatening country like Australia...
Yes.
I've never had any... problems, or more to the point that my experience has been the complete opposite. I've been really struck in a positive way by how friendly, warm and generous the Chilean people are. You know, I meet someone...
We are very nice.
Yeah, very hospitable, The other thing that related to that I really like, which we don't have in Australia, is, for example, when... you meet your friends' friends, or you go to a party and there are people you don't know, you greet everybody, or they will greet you. That doesn't happen, you know? I've been in so many situations in Australia where even if it's...
we give kisses to everyone.
In Australia, maybe amongst your close friends.
Yeah.
But even then it gets confused.
Anyone.
Exactly. So I think that's one thing that's really struck me, I guess, that warmth and hospitality. So two thumbs up for that.
Yes. Okay. Well, maybe a few of the listeners have realized that we are in a public space because there's noise here. Can you tell where are we?
Where
where we are exactly now?
Oh, you want me to tell
yes.
them? Sorry, I thought you were
please.
Asking a listener.
Yeah, I'm just asking you because I'm interviewing you.
Okay.
Kind of.
Well, we are seated under a palm tree of sorts in the courtyard of the Casa Central.
Of
the Católica.
Of?
The University.
Yes.
In Valparaíso.
In Valparaíso.
In Avenida Argentina. No, Brazil.
Brazil, yes. Brazil and Argentina at the same time.
Right,
it's
on the corner.
In the corner, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Opposite Jumbo.
And
anything else?
Yes, and where are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
What were you doing here before
recording
this?
Before this, I was preparing my classes for today.
Yes, because you work where?
I give private classes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't work in any one physical location.
Yeah, but you were working at an institute of
I was, yeah, in
language.
The class. Yeah, I worked at a language institute for a few months, teaching one course and then doing some casual classes.
Okay.
But that's...
that's...
now over.
Oh, why? Can I ask why? Or is it's private?
Maybe not for a podcast.
Okay.
Nothing bad.
Yeah.
I'm a good teacher.
I will
but
respect...
for some administrative issues, it wasn't possible to continue.
Okay, it's fine. What do you think about the English spoken in Chile?
Generally, the level of English is quite low. People's level of English.
Yes.
Mainly because if you don't travel or have a need to communicate with people in English for work, you could live your entire life without speaking a word of English. So it's not necessary. Yes. There's no pressure.
Yeah. But many people say that that they understand a lot of English, but they don't talk.
I think
don't speak.
Certainly written English, absolutely.
Yes.
It's like in Australia, I think that, well, at least here, that it seems that more and more people are realizing the importance of learning another language, whether it's English or something else.
So people are obliged to learn English.
Obliged or more motivated.
Yeah, because their work, I mean, some jobs make you.
Oh right, of course, yeah, they
take
have
a course to learn English.
Definitely.
Yes, especially in business and things like that.
Mm.
Yeah. But what do you think? You think for people who speak Spanish to learn English is difficult? Easy?
No. I think, look, the point about the English language is because it's, so many people speak English not as their first language.
Yes.
Well, two things. It's very easy to get to, I think much easier to get to a level of fluency in English where you can communicate quite well. You'll still make mistakes, but make yourself understood. It's much easier to reach that level in English. I'm not, maybe not so much comparing it to Spanish, but other languages.
Yes.
Okay, because we don't have, the grammar rules aren't as strict.
Oh.
Once you know certain words and some basics,
yes.
Certain structures, you can express quite a lot. Maybe not perfectly, but you can get the meaning across. So it's easier to start, absolutely. The other thing is, as I was saying, because so many people who speak English, not as their first language, as native English speakers, we are... And I'm from a very cosmopolitan city. We are very used to speaking with people who aren't native speakers and accommodating that in the conversation. Speaking more clearly, more slowly, not using slang.
Yes.
Or when somebody doesn't use the correct word or doesn't say something correctly, not laughing at them because we think it's funny.
Yes.
As has happened to me here when I've spoken Spanish. Not so much that people have laughed at me, but they've given me very strange looks. It's just we're used to that. We know that somebody else will. I remember when I was... So in the past, I could speak quite good German. Now that I've been learning Spanish, I really struggle to speak any German. But when I was living in Germany, some people could... Because most Germans speak English, they expect that foreigners will speak to them in English. But I would speak German, and people just gave me these blank looks. At, how are you speaking German? I know you're not German, but how are you speaking German? And they just thought it was they just hadn't come across that before. In comparison, this is the point I was making before with us. We're very used to hearing people from all different nationalities speaking.
Yes.